Six Nations elected council is warning residents of potholes located on roads within the community. During the March 11th general council meeting, discussions were had about the ongoing issue of potholes within Six Nations that has begun to ramp up, particularly with dramatic temperature swings. Councillor Dale Bomberry spoke on the issue during the general council meeting.
I guess what's going on in the community, I know a lot of people are aware of the potholes that are occurring, and I know we had a warm spell, we thawed out a little bit, then we got cold again, and then lots of snow. So the frost is coming out, and it is pushing the edges and concrete or the pavement up. So I guess a little patience. I know the roads guys, Ken and his crew, are out there repairing potholes. But if there's any potholes that you're aware of and they haven't been there, then call Public Works office at 519-445-4242, and then just put it on file that you've noticed this large pothole, and they'll attend to it. So, but again, just be careful out there, and be mindful of the potholes, and drive slow.
Councillor Melba Thomas questioned whether Six Nations Public Works and its road maintenance crews will be able to keep up with the amount of potholes appearing to increase.
How is that going to happen, Dale? We have so many potholes, one after the other. They're really close together, and as you said, some of them are quite deep. Would it be, better to resurface? Like, our guys are going to be out there just like this constantly.
She says she hopes an alternative solution could be discussed by council and the Public Works Department to further address the issue.
I don't know who travels all over the reserve like I do. Almost every road, Mohawk, Cayuga, way toward New Credit, all over. So if, as I'm saying, the people who are going to be filling potholes, you're going to be there a week just on one corner to the next. So hopefully we have some other alternative that will work a little better.
Councillor Bomberry said he would discuss road maintenance plans with Six Nations Director of Public Works, Michael Montour, but he says resurfacing is costly, and for the time being, the current maintenance procedures will continue.
I mean, for the time being, that's pretty well all they can do is fix the holes while they're there. And I guess in regards to a major resurfacing, yeah, I know it's a little costly, and we can determine that on Thursday as well to see if Mike has any detailed plans on wanting to resurface some of those roads. But, I mean, the frost is the frost. It's a powerful force, and it's tough to deal with. All we can do is try and deal with when they pop up or the holes sink in, I guess. But if there are any unusual, just call Public Works. I know I've called them a couple times when I've seen a couple of large ones. And they've been out to attend to those potholes.
CJKS did reach out to Six Nations Public Works through Six Nations Elected Council, but they were not available for comment at the time of publication. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.